it. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here.
It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Sam Jones live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. I would say Ben Milstead is out on assignment today, but he's just in Tuscaloosa. He actually is on assignment with men's basketball. Clemson and Alabama tonight, 6:45 pregame, 7:15 tip. I will be there. Faxon will be there. We're going to be
the
there.
The whole station's going to be in Tuscaloosa the next
Yeah,
two
man.
Days.
It's going to be a little,
kumbaya in Tuscaloosa.
Well, convention. We like that. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in. We just had a lengthy Dabo Swinney press conference, like 53-ish, 54 minutes, somewhere around in there. More than half of which was Dabo's opening statement. I believe I'm right in saying his opening statement. I said more than half. It was about half, maybe a tad less, because it was 11:30, and I looked at my clock and I said, okay, he's starting to wrap this up. It was basically a 27-ish minute. This is who our class is, type of a situation, and so he sort of got that out of the way, and then some of the follow-up questions more directed. He talked about the. Tron, the kid that he met on Saturday that tragically passed away. So he did some time on that. That was phenomenal. To hear his heart on that. Just that story is heartbreaking. Just totally, totally heartbreaking. So he did talk about that. He also talked about quarterback. We're going to discuss that. He talked about offensive line and the types of players he's gotten. And then his comments on some of the specific guys I thought were interesting. I made some note of some things there. Before we get to that, Sam Jones, how are you today, sir?
I'm delightful, man. Did Mickey's show. Got some errands done in the middle of the two shows. Listened to Dabo. Pretty good Tuesday morning. Is it Tuesday? It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday morning. Would have been a good Tuesday morning if it was Tuesday, but I'm feeling pretty good now. Ready to go. Three more hours.
You got the benefit of thinking it was a day earlier in the week. If you think it's a day later in the week, that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
But at least
happy
you're
surprise,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least you're there. Last night, go ahead. Oh, I thought you said so. Never mind. We're off to a blazing start here. All right. I got to tell you this. So last night, I fired up the old machine, the old cellular device, and I hit that Underdog app. And I told you yesterday that I had some ideas for how to get some things going on Underdog. And last night, we did have some good ideas on getting some things going on Underdog. For example, How about Nathan George from Syracuse, lower than 4.5 assists for last night against Tennessee? Syracuse won, but Nathan George had 3 assists. Then you pair that with Juke Harris from Wake Forest. Bad matchup for Oklahoma, higher than 24.5 points, rebounds, and assists. My guy goes 22-7-2, so we have a winner in the early action. Then I see this. UConn is down at the half, and I get 2-1 UConn to win straight up. Do we take that, even in Allen Fieldhouse?
We take that solo ball.
We take that every single time. Did we win it?
We did.
You betcha we did. UConn plus 5.
You don't bet against UConn.
Then in the late action, oh, now we're just feeling frisky. I'm like, okay, Ortega away. He scores like 12, 13 points a night. He's taking on North Carolina. Maybe a bit of a lower possession game. Kentucky hasn't played quite as fast against the bigger teams this year. So I'm saying Ortega away, lower than 16.5 points. And then Henry Vassar, the big for North Carolina, higher than 6.5 rebounds. He's hit 7 in 3 of his last 4 games. They've got an advantage inside, UNC does. Yeah, we're going to go higher than 6.5. Vassar goes for 10, and Ortega away goes for 16. We cash that one. Point being, folks, underdog. That's a place where you can turn. What did I do last night? You can turn 20. Let's see. 14, 18. Yeah, $18 into 30. Doing some quick math. $41. You can do that in a night, folks. You can also win up to 5,000 times your cash if you're really, really good. Right now, this is how you get in on the action. That was a long way to say. Underdog. Use the promo code OOB, score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB with Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms, _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. The other thing, and I want to mention this off the top of the show. And I want you to get in with your thoughts on Dabo's press conference, because I do have some things, but I really would like to tailor the conversation toward whatever it is that you took away from this signing day press conference, college football playoff and all that kind of stuff. But Jed gets in with what I really want to start the show with today, which is please mention before you guys go off the sad loss of Eldon Campbell. Know you guys might not be old enough, but go look at his highlights. He was maybe the greatest basketball Tiger of all time as the all-time leading scorer. Prayers to his family and friends. Jed, 100% agree. Terrible. Terrible loss for the Clemson family, for Clemson men's basketball, for Clemson athletics, for the NBA, Los Angeles Lakers, like the people in Eldon Campbell's life. I saw several of his teammates posting on social media about his passing yesterday, and I was texting my dad about it, and it's my dad said it hurts my heart. Like, that's the guy that my dad watched play when he moved down here, and he started sort of following Clemson. And this is not, I do think for people in my generation, and Sam, for people in your generation, this might be just, oh, that's a great player with his jersey in the rafters. You know, oh, sad, you know, and you feel all the things. Eldon Campbell is the all-time leading scorer in Clemson history. This ain't just a jersey in the rafters. In an era where, if you go back to Tree Rollins, you're talking about a decade and a half where all Clemson did was bring in bigs that went to the NBA and were all ACC players. And Clemson basketball during that period of time was defined by its interior presence, to the point that when Rick Barnes came in, he tried to be basically the baddest bully on the block, because that's what Clemson had been known for, was being able to throw the ball in, and with good guard play and some excellent individual guards, the mantra for Clemson basketball in the 1980s was about post presence. And you had Horace Grant, and you had Dale Davis, and you had other great players. Like, those names were synonymous, but they didn't score as many points as Eldon Campbell. And they didn't have the careers that Eldon Campbell had. They had great careers. But this is a special, special basketball player at Clemson. He backed up Horace Grant as a youngster. He averaged almost 19 a game, was third-team All-ACC as a sophomore, second-team All-ACC, led the team in scoring as a junior for a team that went to the NCAA tournament. Honorable mention All-American as a senior alongside Dale Davis. It's the only time that Clemson's had multiple All-Americans in a men's basketball. That team where he and Dale Davis were the tandem there in the front court won the ACC regular season. Only time they've ever done it in school history. Went to Sweet 16. We know how hard that is to do in Clemson. Eldon Campbell's 1,880 points is a record that still stands. And quite frankly, because of college basketball now, I'm not sure that's ever going to be broken. That may be a record that stands forever. 1,880 points. 754 career-made baskets. Think about that. 97 double-figure scoring games. 334 block shots. He is second in career block shots in Clemson history. Seventh in made free throws. Eighth in career rebounding. Only two players have scored 20 more points more than Eldon Campbell. Great person. Philanthropic person. Gave back to Clemson. Gave back to Clemson-related causes. Supported Clemson basketball. Was a great teammate in the NBA. Noted as a great teammate.
Played 15 years in the NBA. Only 25 guys currently in the NBA are on year 15 or more. He's top three all-time in Laker history in blocks. Think of the players who have come through that franchise. And he's involved in that. He's up there behind Shaq and Kareem. It's a pretty good list of company to be in. He's an NBA champion with Detroit at the tail end of his career on a defense-oriented team, which fits what he did in the NBA. He did it at both levels.
Over 10,000 career points in the NBA, over 6,000 career rebounds, over 1,600 block shots over a 15-year career. Now, again, I know Eldon Campbell. My first memory of Eldon Campbell was Eldon Campbell from the Lakers when I was very, very young. And I remember him a little bit with the Hornets and a little bit with the Pistons. Had to root against him with the Pistons. It is what it is. But this was a guy who just epitomized toughness, grit, skill, very skilled, back to the basket, willing to do the dirty work. He was a rare guy with star quality that could be a role player in an instant. He just knew how to do that. It's hard. I think today it's very difficult to do because of how the game has evolved and how rosters are crafted, where stars are stars are stars are stars, and it's very difficult for guys to go back and forth. But Eldon Campbell always struck me as a guy that could, if you needed to feed him a bunch in a game, you could do that, especially at the pro level. If you needed to block shots and rebound and do something, he would do that for you too.
Start in whatever role he was asked to star in.
That's right. So as a player, that's one thing. But yeah, the quote from Cliff Ellis, it epitomized everything that I've ever heard about Eldon Campbell, which is, this is a quote from Cliff Ellis, according to Clemson. I'm deeply saddened to learn of Eldon Campbell's passing. Eldon was a great player for 4 years, especially in 1989-90, when he was a major reason we won Clemson's only ACC regular season championship. He went on to a 15-year career in the NBA, won a world championship. But most of all, Eldon was an outstanding, giving person. This is a sad day for the Clemson family. Eldon loved Clemson. He came back and supported the program after he retired. He exemplified what Clemson was all about, end quote. So that's what his teammates are mourning, and the people close to him, that's what they're mourning today. Sports fans, you can mourn the loss of a great player. Clemson fans, you can mourn the loss of a great Tiger. But the people who are closest to him are mourning a really, really good and a good-hearted human being. And that's what struck me today, is that I've never heard anyone say a negative word or even a neutral word about Eldon Campbell, ever. I've talked to some of his former teammates, talked to people who know him. Just a terrific guy. So our thoughts and prayers are certainly with his family today, as I know they are grieving the tragic news of his passing. And I know Clemson fans everywhere, especially those that watched him play and followed his career, are hurt and saddened by this today.
He was inducted into the SoCal Basketball Hall of Fame this year. He grew up in Los Angeles. He grew up in that area. He got to play for nearly a decade for his childhood team after playing here and succeeding here to the level that he did, and then he went and did there, and then he was a valuable veteran on a Charlotte team where he led the team in scoring, I believe, where he was up there in scoring, and then he ends up going to Detroit, and you need those guys on your team that are going to play very limited minutes, they're going to fill a very specific role, and they're going to help your team, and they're going to help mentor young guys, and he did exactly that and put together an unbelievably long and productive career at a position where, you know, it you don't last that long. The average NBA career is 4 or 5 years. Incredible what he did for so long. And he got to do it at home.
Tough to hear the news of his passing. And, again, our thoughts and prayers with his family. We continue to mourn that loss. Eldon Campbell was 57. We'll come back. We'll talk basketball. We're going to talk some football as well right after this.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Is this the real? Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that.
Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping.
Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s. You splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. The new center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too. For my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with...
Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24-monthly bill credits and 4 eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 256 gigabytes, $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for Clemson hoops all season long. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. Couple of texts on Eldon Campbell. It's interesting stuff. Text from the 843 says, my experience while walking through Cowan Courts, Eldon threw a football and hit me in the head for about 20 yards for no reason. Still remember that.
That's a good one.
Great. Texter's talking about that Clemson team, 1989-90, the best Clemson team of all time. It's hard to disagree with that, truly. The fact that last year's team's regular season was put up against that one is certainly a testament to that group. But the 89-90 team, I think most people that watch them would say that's the best Clemson team of all time, just like start to finish, roster, everything else. Obviously, going to an Elite Eight's a big deal. That team ended up not going to the Elite Eight. That was, I don't want to say stolen, but it kind of they should have advanced further in the NCAA tournament. I think we know that. Texter from the 864 says, I was at the Duke game. We won the season championship. Eldon had a rebound and dunk that had Coach K caught saying, wow, on camera. Best night of Clemson B-ball ever. Yeah, what 74-47 over Duke was to me in my college experience, that game I've heard from people who are that age. What is that? Like maybe around 50 right now? That would be for you in the 45 to 60-year-old crowd. Like that game might have been for you as a Clemson fan. Hey, this hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. We gave you a testimonial yesterday, an in-person testimonial that we got in the Nassau, Bahamas airport from somebody who lost 70 pounds in 13 months on the PhD Weight Loss program. Right now, PhD is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program, which means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goals. I eat so much better on the road now. I'm so much more conscious about how I'm eating and what my body requires and how to best feed my body and thinking about my body as a machine that I'm trying to fuel. PhD Weight Loss helped me with that mindset change. They also helped me with a metabolism change. Their metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat without drug starvation diets or endless workouts. Call now, mention 2 weeks on the phone. They'll do what you've done. They've done for so many people. They're also going to waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. You can do the same at PhD Weight Loss. Start 2026 ahead, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. Let's go to Delvin on the phone, who joins us next. 654-ROAR is the number. You want to join him there. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, Clark? Tell me, I didn't hear what I just said, what Devil just said about the quarterbacks. He can't be real about this now. Or if Devil too naive and didn't see what everybody else saw on the field, you know, we got a problem that we might be looking for in the coaching carousel next year.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I still think we're a very, very long way from that. I'll also point out, you know, I've heard from many, many people who are talking about next year being worse, and I think that's more about recruited talent and talent that's believed to be on hand. But you got to remember, this team was 7-5. Like, is Clemson going to be worse next year on the field, like wins and losses? I don't think so. On paper, yeah, they're going to be worse next year. But in terms of wins and losses, I don't think so, because this team underachieved on paper. Now, the other part of that, and I'm going to go into this a little bit earlier, is that I think Dabo said, and actually Faxon and Sam and John and I were talking about this in the building, and John Hyde actually says, I'll give John credit. John said, today was about high school players. Dabo's not going to say something that's going to distract from the fact that he just signed two high school quarterbacks. He's going to try to shore up his retention and highlight his retention and the guys in the building, but it doesn't mean that circumstances might not change, because he did open that door. I would say if you're looking for an immediate upgrade at the quarterback position, it's okay to be disappointed by the way Dabo framed it today. I don't know that it's the end of the story, though.
So you think the state might get a quarterback in the transfer portal?
Yes. I think they might.
Yeah, and my second thing is, I agree with you, because I think they're going to lean heavily on the transfer portal this offseason, given the time that they lost, and with the upcoming staff changes as well. I think you're going to see them lean heavily on the portal. And my second thing, called Port Penn State, they couldn't get Brian Hartline, but they lost to a group five school. USF got Brian Hartline. Can you believe that? And thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much, Delvin. Appreciate the phone call. I've thoughts on some of the coaching hires, coaching changes. Sam, I know you have thoughts on some of the coaching hires and coaching changes. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, because that is a big deal. On the Dabo quarterback thing, I think that is going to be the main takeaway that people have from this press conference. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew the minute he said it.
And it sparked a couple of follow-up questions. Here's my perspective on it. I'd love to get your thoughts for or against, Sam. My perspective on the quarterback position is simply this, and I said the same thing after the SMU game, and I'm going to say it again. The best sample size that we have from Christopher Vezina is when he was thrust into duty the week of the SMU game. It appears that he got most of the number one reps. But I think it's interesting that when you look at the example of, like, for example, Shedeur Sanders in the NFL, okay? Shedeur Sanders has that lousy debut, and the PR spin for Shedeur Sanders was laughable. Sam, I know that this is right in your wheelhouse, buddy, but it was laughable. He was like 4 for 39,000, and people were like, look at the four. My gosh, look at this check down. And they were putting like the Titanic music behind it in slow motion. It was
just
the worst thing ever.
Josina Anderson's impossible fourth down and 10 completion, in which Jerry Jeudy broke six tackles.
Disaster. I mean, absolute disaster. But the people who were making reasonable arguments for Sanders to continue said, hey, this guy has been getting absolutely zero time in practice working with anyone he was working with, or even mostly with the plays he was calling on the field. And so when he is told you're going to be the starter next week as a young quarterback, you know, if you're a 10-year veteran, you know how to be a backup, you know what the playbook looks like. Like, it's an easier transition, but this guy's young. He played a lot better. Now, he's played two different teams. I mean, maybe he likes the looks. There's a lot of reasons. But he played better on Sunday than he did the week before. He had a better performance than he did in his opener, clearly, because the opener was as bad as it gets, right? Christopher Vezina, I think he got most of the work with the ones. We don't know if he's like the incumbent starter and he gets all the work. We don't know that he's not going to have a little bit of a better performance. performance. That's number one. Number two, I said after the SMU game that Christopher Vezina statistically gave you what Cade Klubnik has been giving you all year, but there were things that he didn't give you. There were a couple of times where he looked like a backup when he just is not feeling any pressure. Not feeling pressure, getting absolutely obliterated by blitzers against an opponent where sometimes you don't know what's coming, but you at least have to feel that and know where you're hot, okay? You got to get the ball out. Some of the run game stuff is going to be different, and some of his accuracy down the field, like, it's just going to be different. I thought Vezina's, he was authoritative, decisive, and accurate in the quick game, which Cade Klubnik has not been consistently decisive or accurate in the quick game. And it's hurt Clemson's receivers because they routinely have to make plays that make them easier to tackle to try to catch the football in the RPO game and the horizontal passing game. That's why fans get mad at the screens. It ain't because of the calls. It's because the throw is high or low or behind the receiver. But Vezina routinely throws a ball that allows the receiver to do what they're supposed to do. That also makes a play easier to block. So if you're mad at Clemson receivers for blocking, it looked like they blocked in a horizontal game better than they had all season against SMU because the ball was there on time. Now, what I also said is that Clemson lost that game by 11. Because with this roster, that level of quarterback play is not good enough. With that roster that Clemson put out there this year, that level of quarterback play was not good enough against that caliber of team. It was not good enough against LSU. It was not good enough against SMU. It was not good enough against Duke. It would not, in my opinion, would not have been good enough against Louisville. I don't think Cade was great against Louisville, but he made some plays in there. And so this is how I'll round it out. Sam, I'd love to get your thoughts. I know the Texans have thoughts. It's blowing up. I thought Christopher Vezina gave a performance and everything about him screamed high-level backup quarterback. He now has from now until next August/September to prove that he can take a step from high-level backup quarterback to some level of starting quarterback. And most of the plays in the game, you're not going to see that difference. But the plays that decide winning and losing when your roster is not considerably more talented than the team across the way, those plays are the difference. If Clemson is committed to Christopher Vezina, that's fine, in my opinion, if you upgrade the entire rest of the roster. To me, it is easier from a personnel standpoint to upgrade one position that trickles down to all the positions. That seems easier to me. But if you want to believe in your quarterbacks, which I think Dabo does want to believe in his quarterbacks, whether he does or not, it's a different deal, but I think his desire is to believe in the quarterbacks that he personally has recruited and signed, then you have to get better at the running back position, and you have to get better at the receiver position, and you have to get better at the offensive line position, and you have to be more consistent, and you have to be better on defense, and you have to be better as a play caller, and you have to be better at every single way around that quarterback. Because one thing that I don't think Christopher Vezina is going to be is a guy that's sort of the rising tide that lifts all ships. I don't think Christopher Vezina is going to be a guy that's single-handedly winning you football games. Christopher Vezina is the kind of quarterback that operates well in a winning system when things are allowing him to succeed, which is not impossible. That is not impossible. I do not think Clemson's goose is cooked if Christopher Vezina is your starting quarterback next year. I don't. If you get better at the receiver spots, if you get better offensive line play, if you're better and deeper at running back and have a more consistent run game, which means everybody on the same page there, if you're giving up 24 points a game instead of 35 points against the better teams that you play, if the special teams is as good as it was for most of this year to accentuate that, it just requires other stuff. So, again, I'm not defeatist. I'm maybe a little bit crazy on this. But I've never said that Clemson's going 4-8 with Christopher Vezina next year, or even 6-6. I just understand that when you have that guy, if he's your number one, if you want he and Denson to compete, and Tate Reynolds is coming here to compete, and Brock Badley's a competitor, and he wants to compete, and all these guys, you just want them to duke it out, then the reality is if you don't bring somebody in the next month, you're probably not going to get somebody. Because, let's face it, there's one portal window. Like, you have to either attack now and go get somebody in the portal, or you're not attacking. And listen, maybe Christopher Vezina doesn't want to compete, and I don't know this. Maybe Christopher Vezina wants to be handed a job somewhere, so he transfers instead of having to beat out Denson, having to beat out the freshman. Sam, your thoughts on this?
This is you just hit the exact angle. You went with the straight player evaluation point of view. I'm going with, we're assuming so many things that we don't have any clue of happening right now. Let's run through the list of assumptions that have to happen for Christopher Vezina to likely be the quarterback starting next year. And even right now, obviously, that looks, just based on what the roster is, of those players, it's the likeliest option, obviously. One, Dabo can't control if those guys hit the portal. You can't control if Christopher Vezina wants to leave. You can't control if Chris Denson and his four passing attempts against Furman want to go play somewhere else next year or the year after that. You can't control those things. We don't know who the offensive coordinator is going to be. It might be Garrett Riley. Garrett Riley's been trying to get a head coaching job. A lot of fans want Garrett Riley fired. There are very two different sides of that coin. We don't know who it's going to be running the offense. We don't know who the receivers are going to be, the tight ends, the offense. Like, there are going to be guys on this roster right now that won't be on it next year, and all of these things factor into whether or not they bring in a quarterback or whether or not the quarterbacks that they have right now stay. So we have no idea if the guys that we currently are looking at as possible options in the future are going to be here, so it's impossible to really assume anything about the room. What I know for sure is Dabo Swinney's not going to come out and say on December 3rd, hey, I'm going into the portal and I'm going to sign Drew Mestemaker. I'm sure a lot of you would love if he said that, but he's not going to say that, nor could he say that even if it was a possibility. There are so many factors here with a month left in the season for us until a bowl game and month and a half plus until the playoff ends for any of this to even matter. So we are so far away from any of it. I don't think Christopher Vezina is an elite starting quarterback option in the ACC or a championship caliber quarterback. I think that the staff probably sees that and they probably realize that. And I'm sure, I still think, they're going to bring in a transfer portal quarterback. Nothing he said today changes my mind on that. But we have no idea what the roster construction is going to look like right now. We have no idea what the staff is going to look like right now. We have no idea what players elsewhere are going to hit the portal and which players elsewhere already have destinations in mind for when they hit that portal. So it's impossible to make any assumptions right now. I wouldn't take much out of the press conferences other than the biggest thing I heard that was direct, I thought at least it might be direct, is when he said, yeah, you know, yada, 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 transfer portal safety. He threw you a position. So if he's going to throw you a position, I think he's probably going to try and get a safety. But I really don't think we can make any assumptions in either direction right now until we get to that portal window and we see who stays on this roster and who's coaching the offense.
We got to go to break. Callers on hold. Be patient. We'll come right to you on the other side. This hour brought to you by our friends at Toyota of Easley. Go online, toyotaofeasley.com. See the difference. Told you yesterday, having a reliable dealership that you can trust with the sales process, you can trust with the service process, you can trust with your kids' cars and your spouse's car and everything else. You can barely put a price on it. At Toyota of Easley, that's what they've been doing for decades in Easley and in the upstate. Go online, toyotaofeasley.com. See the selections on the lot. If you can customize, if they don't have what you want, get it delivered. Start the paperwork process there. New, pre-owned, they've got you covered at Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. Hour one continues. We're talking quarterbacks at Clemson next.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond. common source.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving. A UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air. Comfort for your home. Care for your family.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule two visits, one before the summer and one before the winter. This means that preventative measures are done on your HVAC before a small problem in your unit becomes irreparable. Members also get a discount on any repairs that they need, and they get priority in our schedule. Sign up for a Davis Services maintenance plan today and take advantage of our special fall pricing. Call 864-578-9233 today.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
It's the holiday season, but it's also the bowl season.
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
We'll break down every bowl game throughout the month of December, right here on The Roar.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. If you're looking for a career change, you're looking for great people to work with, careers.arthrex.com. When you go to that campus there in Sandy Springs, Pendleton, you'll see what we're talking about. They've got buildings all over the place. I mean, it is a huge campus right there on Clemson Boulevard. Again, Pendleton, Sandy Springs area. They have a gourmet chef on site cooking great meals. Ben and I have had those meals numerous times doing shows over there, getting a tour. Just remarkable stuff. They've got an on-site medical clinic for you and your family, daycare for your kids, transportation subsidies to and from work, athletic fields, pickleball courts, walking trail. Like, they care about your whole person. They want you to have a good experience at work. They also invest in their employees. They want to get you in their culture, train you, promote you. A lot of people who are in leadership positions there started sort of on the factory floor, like bottom of the barrel, and work their way up. It's a great spot to get relevant experience. If you've got a little experience, man, the possibilities are endless there. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not really manufacturing, I got, you know, HR or management, or whatever, they've got tons of jobs available all the time that are not related to manufacturing, that are more in different sectors. So this is a great company. They are creating the orthopedic surgical tools to help weekend warriors and professional athletes alike get back in a game. They're doing it in the local area, careers.arthrex.com. 654 Roars, and we got a couple callers drop, so you can get in right now if you would like. And if you dropped, you can get back in right now. We'll get you right up. A couple of texts I want to read here. Texter says, let me find it. We got a slew of texts in there. Text from the 803 says this. Hey, Qualk. This is a good question. It's a tricky question. Hey, Qualk. Do you think they want to make sure they can get someone better than CV before stating as much? End quote. Now, let's see. Tricky. Sort of. But here's what I would tell you, okay? And this is based on conversations that I've had with people in the building. This is based on Dabo Swinney's public statements. This is going to frustrate people. So I'm going to say it without a value judgment. In fact, I actually think the value is on Clemson's side here, but it hurts you in this conversation. Sam, you said the portal opens up January 2nd. I believe that what we're in right now is basically it's the NBA free agency legal tampering period.
Mm-hmm. The 3 days before where Woj sends out the tweets.
That's it.
Kids are hitting the portal. They're talking to them. That's what it is. They're talking to them before this anyway.
Lots of GMs are well aware because of conversations with agents, conversations with their own players who are friends with the players. They know who's in the portal, and agents are back-channeling like crazy. Clemson is not a back-channeling team. Clemson knows the portal quarterbacks that may be out there. Clemson has scouted portal quarterbacks. But Jeremiah, from what I understand, Jeremiah Alexander didn't know he was coming to Clemson when he hit the portal. We know Will Helt didn't know he was coming to Clemson when he hit the portal. Tristan Smith didn't know he was coming to Clemson when he hit the portal. There is not going to be a circumstance, because of how Clemson does business, where a quarterback is going to have that deal, everything but signed, where you have an agreement in principle that all you got to do is just hand deliver the contract and get the ink on the paper and then be done with it on January 2. Lots of schools are going to be back-channeling with quarterbacks, and lots of agents of quarterbacks are going to be back-channeling with schools, and Clemson just does not operate that way.
It's not going to be loud. They weren't loud about what they did. They weren't loud when Will Helt. We didn't know Will Helt was going to be of interest to Clemson until, what, the day before he was on a visit? That tweet hit the timeline, and everybody lost their minds that Will Helt was visiting Clemson, and that was the jump in. That didn't come out until, like, the night before. I mean, they're going to move quieter, for better or worse, than the majority of other programs will, no matter how deep they get into the portal.
Now, I will also say, there have been times where it felt like Dabo did that with assistant coaches. His sort of oral history of offensive coordinator, you know, you can decide how much of this, the timeline's a bit unclear, but suffice it to say that in Dabo's telling of the story, that he did not move on Brandon Streeter until he called around and found out that he could potentially get Garrett Riley. And he detailed a phone call that he got from, or he was on the phone with Lincoln Riley. He's talked about this publicly, where he gets Lincoln on the phone, and he's batting around names. He thinks he needs to go air raid. He's batting around names. And Lincoln says, how about my brother? And Dabo goes, you're lying. He's not coming. And Lincoln says, you better try him. He would come. And so that's how that happened. That was before Dabo Swinney moved to fire Brandon Streeter. It was not my friend Dutch Coleman has said all the time that the decision to fire oftentimes is its own decision. And maybe should be its own decision. And then the decision to hire is after that. Like, the decision to fire is based on performance. And maybe the promise of future performance, or lack thereof. I don't see Dabo back-channeling. I don't see Clemson back-channeling with quarterbacks. And I'll just I'll be frank with you. I think there are people in that building that would be more inclined to do what it takes to a point. Would be more inclined to live in the gray area of, listen, we have to get this right. And make no mistake, Clemson has to get this right. They don't need a Deshaun Watson. They don't need a Trevor Lawrence, but they have to get this right. You cannot screw this up if you're Clemson. Because next year is a transitional year. It's going to be transitional on your roster. Likely it's going to be transitional on your coaching staff. And you don't have the luxury of building at this point. You're not achieving at the level that you were. You have to be able to achieve more next year. This year was a disappointment. The lack of success was a shock to the system. You can't screw this up. And so it would make sense if there is a quarterback that you want out there, like somebody asked about Trinidad Chambliss. I think Trinidad Chambliss is either at Ole Miss or LSU. Lane Kiffin tweeted with the flag of the nation of Trinidad. Did you see that? I mean, what? Lane Kiffin subtweeting his old quarterback. I mean, like, this is bonkers. It's a bonkers situation that we're in. That's the kind of stuff, though, that's going to happen. For the next month, that's the kind of stuff that's going to happen. Lane Kiffin is going to know. And I'm not picking on Lane Kiffin, but I just said his name, so I think most coaches would fall in the Lane Kiffin category. Lane Kiffin is going to know who his quarterback is at LSU before January 2nd. Lane Kiffin is not just going to say, oh, well, we'll just see who's in the portal. Got a good idea, but we got to wait. He's not going to say that. He's going to know who his quarterback is.
How many P4s last year coming out of the transfer portal window didn't know who their quarterback would be? BYU after the Retzloff thing? Tulane didn't know they were going to have Jackson Retzloff. We're not going to count them as P4, but they're pretty darn close. I bring them up. Purdue brought in a quarterback in like February. Like, there aren't many programs that don't know these things going in.
Like, I think
they know who's out there.
Brent Venables hired an offensive coordinator, and I don't know this, but I would be really surprised if during that process that Ben Arbuckle didn't look at Brent Venables and say, my quarterback's coming. I'm bringing my guy with me. I feel real confident that he can come. Maybe there's some plausible deniability there with Brent that he's like, listen, I'm not going to police what you do, but we'd love to have your quarterback in here if he hits support. You know, something like that. There might be some plausible deniability somewhere, but you're bringing that offensive coordinator thinking he's going to bring his quarterback. And John Mateer ends up at Oklahoma with his quarterback.
When you see that Hayes Fawcett tweet on January 2nd, where it says, blah, blah, blah has hit the transfer portal, blank is expected to have interest. They're not expected to have interest. They've been there for a month. They've been there for 2 months. They've been there for, how many weeks ago was it, Kwok, where Sam Levitt's brother had to come out and say, we haven't decided that we're in the portal yet? Sam Levitt's going to be in the portal. Someone's been talking to Sam Levitt for 2 months. Whoever the first name on that list is, whatever that first program is immediately the odds-on favorite that's been there for 3 months, 2 months. If Clemson's not on that list, they're probably not talking to them in time.
It's as
rough as that sounds.
It's a tricky moral road. And I'm going to use moral here. I mean, some people would say there's no honor among thieves. I get that. But it's a tricky moral road. Because there is a difference to me in talking to a quarterback not in the portal to entice him to come in. Mm-hmm. And engaging with a quarterback that plans to be in. That is the very definition of the gray, okay? That's the gray. And maybe it wouldn't be the gray. Maybe it would be the black. Maybe it's the cardinal sin if that's the furthest people are going. But you know for a fact there are programs reaching out to agents saying, if your guy gets in the portal, we'll pay him X. And that guy is not in the portal right now.
But he might be.
My point in bringing all this up is that Clemson's not going to know if there's a better option than Christopher Vezina available to them, or Chris Denson, or whoever they think is going to be the starting quarterback. They're not going to know if there's a better option available to them for sure until January 2nd.
Yep.
And they for sure are not going to know it sooner than a lot of their counterparts who are also looking for portal quarterback.
And again, you know, we've gotten a couple texts on it. Dabo says the room is full. The room's full for now. Every room in college football at every position is full for now. There is no such thing as a full room anymore. Because like we've said, you cannot control that anymore as the coach. If one of these guys has it in their own mind that they want to get up out of there late and they're not seeing it coming, that's going to cause some sort of shift. It may not cause a shift to go get an elite top-tier quarterback, but it would cause a shift to have to go get somebody and fill a gap somewhere. So they're full for now, but in a month, you just don't know.
Let's take a break. Before we do that, let me tell you about Collegiate Legacy Designs. This is a great company. Greg and Julie Terry know exactly what you need this Christmas season. You need that Clemson ring. You need that Citadel ring. You need the Texas A&M rings. They've got the men's and the women's ring for Clemson. These are great designs, great plaques, handcrafted. Greg is a Clemson grad. He and his wife, Julie, do a wonderful job of giving you a truly unique piece of history that you can hang from your wall or place on your desk or on a bookshelf in your office somewhere. This is a great Christmas present or a great treat yourself to somebody, maybe with a college anniversary coming up or something like that. For more, go to CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. Hour one is in the books. We'll talk more Dabo Swinney press conference, signing day. A lot more college football and college basketball as well. Up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roll.